This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Democrats who want to be president generally tiptoed around each other in last night's debate on CNN, disagreeing with each other at times, but avoiding personal attacks and going after President Trump. There was a moment of tension after the debate ended between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. As the rivals all shook hands, he put out his hand to shake hers, but she declined. She has accused him of privately telling her that a woman can't beat President Trump, saying during last night's debate on CNN,
"Can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me."
Bernie Sanders denies saying a woman can't be elected president, and he made a promise.
"If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case, I hope it's me, but if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country."
President Trump, meanwhile, rallied supporters in Milwaukee, saying the Democrats are outraged that he ordered the airstrike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, whom the president blames for killing U.S. service members.
"Now, here's the story with the Democrats. If I didn't kill him, and let's say we lost 3, 4, 5 embassies or bases or thousands of people or hundreds of people or 2 people were killed, they would have said, Trump should have taken him out."
Today, the House votes on sending articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. He's accused of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. The Senate trial may begin as soon as tomorrow. This is AP News. The Census Bureau is planning hundreds of ads in 13 languages for the 2020 count.
"The goal is to make sure every household responds to the 2020 census.
According to us, it's about participation.
A multi-million dollar campaign covers all forms of media.
The 2020 census gives us the opportunity to support what's important and allows our voice to be heard.
The head count starts next week in rural native villages in Alaska, but the rest of the country won't be able to start answering the questionnaire until mid-March.
Everyone living in their home on April 1st counts.
The Census Bureau says the questionnaire can be answered online, though people will still be able to do it by phone or by mailing back paper forms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Day 7 of trying to choose a jury in producer Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York. Yesterday, more than 30 potential jurors were dismissed after saying they already had opinions and could not judge Weinstein with an open mind. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.